And this is Dean Richards at 12:36. Food Time is on the air. Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. 20 years strong now. The award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. One of our favorite, and I'm gonna say that you have to be one of our more frequent guests. You may be the most frequent guest on our Food Time show.
Chris, I feel totally honored.
Chris Ketke, Vice President of Kendall College, joining us to talk a little healthy food makeovers. Happy New Year to you there, my friend.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you as well.
I wish I kept better records, and then I would know for how many years you've been joining us on the Food Time show. But you've been on many times, always with fantastic information, always with great recipes, great tips. And this is the time of year, especially now after, you know, New Year. Everyone's, you know, thinking, oh, man, I was a food nightmare over the holiday. What did I do? What did I eat? I have to get back on track again. So everyone's trying to make all the necessary adjustments right now. But it doesn't have to be painful. It can actually be quite delicious, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is, you said it absolutely right, which is this whole question of balance. You know, this is the thing that we're really bad at in the U.S., which is, you know, we always sort of live at the end of a pendulum swing, and we're never, like, in the middle. And so my New Year's resolution actually is to be better at balance, and that pertains to eating as well.
You know what it is? It's a government conspiracy. That's what it is.
Especially this time of year, right? get the
those,
politicians in
them
there.
Revenuers. That's what it is. It says government officials that it made me eat that Portillo's chocolate cake.
That's right. That's right. And the hot dog before it.
Oh.
You know, but this is it. I mean, you know, during the holidays, that is the feast time. And if you look sort of throughout humanity for, you know, thousands of years, there's times when people just pig out and love the food that they're eating. And there's no consideration to, you know, is this good for me? And then what has to happen afterwards is, I had a blast, and now I need to think about those things that are probably a little bit better for me. And so we balance out in the end. And so that's my big focus.
Yeah, I think also part of this has nothing to do with hunger, nothing to do with, the need to eat, even celebration. It's emotional connections. Don't you think a lot of the foods that we're eating over the holidays are because that's grandma's recipe for this or that? I always have this at New Year's. I always have this. You know, it's comforting. You know what I mean?
Right. And there's absolutely a time for that. And of course, you know, when grandma made the food, she probably wasn't thinking about, you know, how many tablespoons of butter were in there.
Right.
You know, it was sort of like, here it goes, just let's live it up. And you're right. I think that there is a time to just absolutely indulge in those things, because food is way more than just nourishment. Food is memories. Food is a connection to people who've gone before. And absolutely, this is the time of year when, or I should say was, the time of the year when you just, you know, you eat it and you don't worry about it.
Yeah, you just let it go a little bit. You know, talking about, you know, how grandma's cooked. You know what my grandmother used to give us as a treat when we were good? She would take white bread, number one. Okay? Just like good old Wonder
Got
bread.
Yep.
Slather on as much butter as you could possibly put on that bread. Cover the butter with sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And hand it to you. Sugar bread.
Yep.
Want some sugar bread? Of course.
Did she put cinnamon on it too or not?
Sometimes okay. We got the cinnamon version, but white bread, butter, and sugar. I'm gonna make that sometime. The next time I have a nutritionist on the show, just to watch the top of their heads explode. Yeah, it was
well,
good.
You know what? When I lived in Switzerland, actually, we, you know, Nutella, right, which is highly caloric.
Yes.
They would take the bread, put butter on it, and then put Nutella on top.
That's right. That's right. It's not good enough with one or the other. Exactly right. Well, anyway, Chris has got some really delicious ideas. That's the main thing, that if you can eat healthfully, believe it or not, and still delicious at the same time. It doesn't have to be, you know, like you're eating this piece of paper. you know, actually some pretty delicious kinds of things. So where do we start? You sent me a note about some breakfast ideas. It's a busy time of day. People are in a hurry. They often wind up eating the wrong thing just because they're in a rush. How do we remedy that?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things. First of all, you know, I love breakfast, and I think, you know, like everybody else, our home tends to be pretty crazy as we get everybody out the door and all that. So there's two things. My favorite sort of go-to is oatmeal, and I'm a steel-cut oats person. And I actually started something in December, which is a really healthy breakfast. Now, steel-cut oats takes like a half an hour to make, which can be kind of like, you know, who has that sort of time in the morning? There's two things. You can either make it the night before and throw it in the fridge and just reheat it in the microwave. You can make it for, you know, 3-4 days.
That's a good idea.
Or you can also make it in a crock pot overnight. And that works out super well also. Now, let me give you my little steel-cut oats idea here, and that is you don't make it necessarily with water. I like to put soy milk in there or mix about half milk, half water.
And beer.
And and don't forget the bourbon. Yeah, right.
That, you won't be any earlier for work, but you won't care.
That's right. You'll be super happy at work that day. And then what you do is on top of it, you put blueberries, walnuts. I like to put chia seeds.
Huh.
And then maple or honey. And you really get, you get some protein in there, you get some great carbohydrates, you get fiber in there, and really a bunch of vitamins, antioxidants, and it's all in one shot. And so you start the day out on a really healthy note. Because I know for me personally, at the end of the day, that's when I'm like, you know, to heck with this. I'm just going to have something, whatever I want to eat. So in the beginning of the day, I started off right.
Right. And if you kind of pace yourself with things like that during the day, you won't have that ravenous hunger at the end of the day where you're likely to fall completely off track. Now, let me ask you, you mentioned the steel cut oats because you like the texture of them?
I do, yeah. I find that the rolled oats, which is the sort of more common oats, you know, they're good and you know, very healthy, et cetera. But I find them just kind of mushy.
Yeah.
And steel cut oats has that little pop to it, that beautiful texture. And it's worth the extra time.
It's a nice mouthfeel to it. The because I noticed the same thing, but I thought, oh, I don't have a half an hour. I love your ideas about the crock pot or making it the night before because, you know, who has that kind of time in the morning for a half an hour to make a bowl of oatmeal? Because I was looking at the, you know, the nutritional labels on both containers, dietary fiber, same thing on both.
Right.
I would have thought the steel cut oats would have been higher because of that rougher texture to it, but it's not the case.
Correct. I mean, it's the same oat. It's just, you know, one is cut and one is sort of smashed.
Yeah, right.
And it's a textural thing.
Yeah, but I love.
Can I give you one other quick breakfast
idea?
Yeah,
please.
This is, I love avocados. I don't know how you feel about avocados.
Me too.
But I love them. And this is one of my go-to quick breakfasts, and it's real simple. You take some toast, you know, put some bread, put it in the toaster, and then have a nice ripe avocado. At the same time, saute up an egg or egg whites or egg beaters, depending on, you know, how you want, you know, the level of cholesterol, et cetera.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be much. Just like one egg is sufficient. So you just fry the egg. And then when the toast comes out of the toaster, when it's good and hot, you take about a quarter of an avocado and smash it into the bread like you were spreading butter on top.
Right.
Then put the egg on top and hit it with a little lime juice, hot sauce, and salt. And if you have some cilantro, that's nice. And then put another piece of toast on top, and that is like a killer breakfast.
That is a fantastic sandwich, yeah. Oh, wow, that's good. Excellent choices. All right, we'll give it some more ideas. Health recipe makeovers, Chris Ketke from Kendall College, one of the best culinary joints in the world, on with us today. 312-981-7200. If you've got questions or want to figure out how to lighten up some of your favorite recipes, 312-981-7200, WGN.
You can't count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there.
1248. And Uncle Dean trying to get you a little healthier with your eating in 2016. My pal Chris Ketke, Vice President, Kendall College. What are all these new initials that you have behind your title with Kendall College now? Chris Ketke, CECCCEHAAC.
I have a really long business card.
I guess so.
Those are American Culinary Federation. And what it's, so CEC is Certified Executive Chef, CCE is Certified Culinary Educator, and HAAC, it's a member of the Honor Society of Chefs.
Wow, look at you, Mr. Fancy Pants. I knew him when he had no initials. Always good to have Chris Ketke and his vast culinary knowledge on with us. Really interesting question here from Ryan. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, I just had a question about the oatmeal. Is microwaving oatmeal in the morning just as good? You know, when you do the instant packets.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So whether it be steel cut or regular.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Whether it be steel cut or regular, it's equally as good.
You know, I have to tell you, I have never cooked steel cut oats in the microwave. But the reality is the microwave just heats, you know, it boils water like everything else. So it I assume it will cook it.
Okay. I've done the steel cut. Ryan, I've done the instant steel cut.
Right.
And it doesn't work out. I think steel cut, Chris, don't you agree, needs to be cooked a little more slowly than a microwave might be able to provide, right?
I sort of think so. Again, I've never done it, so I'm going to try it tomorrow morning.
I was disappointed
at least from a health standpoint, you're getting just equally as beneficial.
You bet.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it makes a difference. I didn't have good luck with it because, you know, the point of the microwave is to do it quickly, but the point of the steel cut is you need to do it slowly. I love Chris's idea. Now, if you made the steel cut the night before, you could warm it up in the microwave.
Enough, right?
Because then it's going to be fully cooked, and you're just really warming it up.
Right.
I think I may go that route myself, Ryan. We'll compare notes on another program here someday.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate that. What about salads? You're saying that you know, we need to incorporate more salads into our diets for the new year.
Absolutely. You know, this is one of my personal things. I just love salad. You know, it is sort of a point of contention with my wife, because she's a little less salad, you know.
Salady?
I guess. Yeah, she's less salady, right? And I really do love salads. And I think the thing with salads is that, you know, you can always sort of, you know, go, okay, well, I need to have a lettuce salad, et cetera, which is great. And what I'm really gravitating towards are salads or lettuces that have a lot more texture and a lot more flavor, and even a little bit on the bitter end of the spectrum. I just love that. Outside of that, you can do, you know, I mean, put a potato in a microwave and turn it into instant potato salad. One of my other favorite things to do is to cook lentils. You know, lentils is one of those things that is so incredibly healthy, and it's a dried bean or a dried legume, I should say. And, you know, people look at it and say, oh, gosh, it's, you know, that takes so long. Don't you have to soak them and everything? And that's true for all the other dried beans. But for lentils, you just throw them in some water and they cook up in 20, 30 minutes.
Because they're so tiny?
Yeah, exactly. And if you get the red ones, it's even faster. So, you know, what I do is I make some of the lentils, and then, you know, drain it out when they're done cooking, and mix in a little bit of olive oil and vinegar, and just, you know, some chopped up onions or whatever, and you have an instant salad, and, you know, put whatever else you want into it. It's delicious.
I know kale is like, you know, a big buzzword, both for the positive and negative. Some people hear kale and, you know, recoil when they hear it, but, you know, cooked properly, presented properly, it's so delicious, and oh my gosh, so healthy for you, so good for you, and delicious, so delicious. I make it all the time at home. I love it.
So, you know, I like to make a kale salad that is not cooked, and you look at kale and you say, how can you possibly eat it raw? Because, I mean, it looks like, you know, it's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
The whole trick to that is if you put some salt on it and a little bit of acid, like, you know, lemon juice or something, and what you do then is you knead the kale for like 5 minutes. So literally you get your hands in there, just sort of smash it around and squeeze it between your hands.
Yeah.
interestingly enough, the salt and the acid breaks down the kale.
Huh.
And it's not this incredibly overly, you know, tough texture.
It's chewy,
it's
yeah.
really delicious. And then you keep all the nutrients in there.
Right.
You know, the first time somebody made that for me, I was looking at it like, yeah, that's going to be pretty bad. And then I tasted it. It's like, that's really good.
Yeah, I had a kale salad the other night. It was chopped very fine, so that overwhelming, you know, texture, you didn't even notice it. And it was almost like a balsamic. It was a little sweeter than balsamic dressing that was in it, but there were some sliced almonds in it and some, you know, some cut really delicious cherry tomatoes. You know, I think some cucumbers, carrots, you know, it was sort of like whatever somebody had in their fridge and they put it in this kale salad. It was really good, really, really good. So, and you
you said something interesting, though, which is, you know, it was a little sweet. It tasted like balsamic a little bit. With kale, because it does have that inherent bitterness, if you put a little balsamic vinegar in or even maybe mix in a little bit of honey into your vinaigrette, it does make it taste better. So that's a good technique.
Yeah. You have a recipe for an Italian kale soup with white beans mm-hmm. that sounds fantastic, especially for the kind of weather we're going to have the next week or so.
Yes, and this is a really easy one to make because we're going to use canned white beans in it. And obviously, one of the great things, and by the way, this is the UN has come out with this 2016 being the year of the pulse, which is anything like
the what?
Lentils. Of the pulse, yeah, and everybody says, wait, what do you mean by pulse? Pulses are basically all of that family of legumes, of beans, of lentils, all of that. And this was declared the year of the pulse by the UN,
okay.
Which is kind of interesting. So this is using those pulses, those beans, and this has the white beans in it. And because it's canned, you can throw this together really, really fast. I mean, it takes, you know, just literally 15, 20 minutes to make it, and you've got a delicious soup. Has the kale in it, has garlic, et cetera. It's super delicious.
You're saying take a can of white beans, like a navy bean or a cannelli bean, something like that?
Any of them would work great.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Draining and rinsing to get the sodium out as much as possible, right?
Precisely.
What else goes in there?
So what we do with this is essentially I take the kale first of all, and I put it in the microwave a little bit, and I cook it just in the microwave for about 4 minutes or so just to soften it. And what we're doing is we're speeding up the cooking time. And then at the same time, put a pot on the stove, and we put some oil in there, some garlic in there. I like a little crushed red pepper, you know, which has that heat to it.
Yep.
And then you cook the garlic and the red peppers together, and it brings out the heat. It smells amazing. And then at that point, you just dump everything in. So, you know, you put in some chicken broth, which you can, you know, buy at the store. You put in the white beans, a can of tomatoes, and then put in the kale that's been softened in the microwave, and that's it. Simmer it for 15, 20 minutes, and it's all done.
Get yourself some nice French bread, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice toasted whole grain, something like that with the soup. Now you're talking.
Yeah, I mean, that is like, you know, if for the sort of cold weather outside. And this is one of those things. A lot of people look at it and say, you know, I don't know if I have time to cook at home. And I don't know if I have time to cook healthy things at home. It's absolutely possible.
That takes no time at all. We're going to put the recipe up on our page. Look for the Dean Richards page on WGNRadio.com. Chris has sent us a bunch of recipes that we will put up online for you. What's going on with Chris Ketke? What's new? What would be of interest?
Well, you know, traveling the world as I tend to do. You know, Kendall is an international school. We have affiliate programs all over the world, about 22 campuses spread out through 9 or 10 different countries. And so I spend a lot of my time on airplanes, which is exciting and exhausting at the same time. So that's what's happening internationally. And then nationally, all the students come back next week, which we're very much looking forward to here. And then by the end of next week, our dining room opens up. And, of course, that is a public dining room. So
love it.
For everybody listening, it's a great place to grab a meal.
I love it. Run by the students, and you get some fantastic meals, really discount prices there. Info, what's the website over at the Kendall College?
best thing is just to go to Kendall, which is KENDALL.edu. And everything's there. And for information on our dining room, the fine dining room, it's just look up the dining room, and you'll see everything listed there, menus, etc.
Very happy, healthy holidays to you and your family, my friend. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Happy New Year to you.
Chris Ketke, WGN.